Previously on the Social Proof Podcast.
And I created the first meme.
What do you mean? You saw the cat like at somebody's house?
Or? No, I literally seen it on the internet. Seen the cat. I was like, yo, this is going to hit. At the time, and you know what? I live my whole life in 80-20 rule. I do 80% of what works and I test that 20%. And then usually that 20% is usually what bring you 80% of the results. So I did the same thing. So I was focusing on Cat Williams, Will Ferrell, Angelina Jolie, Jim Carrey. I had all these different accounts that was like blowing up on social media. So the Grumpy Cat was just like a test project. I wasn't even like serious. Seen the cat, created the memes, started the Twitter page, and freaking it just blew up like crazy.
So you've seen a cat on the internet and you say, I'm going to make this cat go viral. Mm-hmm. How did you make that happen?
Just basically doing all of my strategies. It was like back then you had the retweet strategy. So it was like a bunch of meme pages, right? That was all building from scratch. And we all create like, now we do Telegram groups. Back then it was like little DM chat, like chats mm-hmm. that we had. And we used to just like, yo, we're going to do 5 retweets and then we're going to do a shout out. 5 retweets, then a shout. So you get a little sample of what the posts are, and then you do the shout out at the end. I was up like 20 hours a day doing that all freaking day.
Why? What's the point?
Now, let me get to it. So, you know a guy named Matty J?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, Matty J called me up and he was like, yo, Spec, you can make money off of tweeting. So, that's what started that's what made me start putting focus on it. Cause I was like, yo, this is it. Mm-hmm. This is how I make money. Mm. And I started building accounts up because the more money I could make, it was based upon how many followers I can gain. Okay. So I started growing as many followers as possible. That's what made me start creating massive parody accounts. And I started scaling horizontally. And I started taking all of these accounts and I started buying real estate, digital real estate. I started buying accounts on top of me growing accounts. And I use those accounts to now grow these accounts. So now Grumpy Cat, as I'm creating these memes and everything like that, and just making it real funny with the little meme mug face. And it just, and I put it on autopilot. I literally wasn't even worried about the cat. It was just going, like I had everything scheduled out. I had the page going. I had like just normal retweets going out. Mm-hmm. And I went back to it and it went from 30,000 followers. I came back 30 days later. It had like 300,000 followers.
Dang.
Like in 30 days. And I wasn't even paying it no attention. So at that point, I started paying it attention. I was like, oh, this about to go. So that's
what Maddie, when he was saying you can make money off tweeting, I still don't know how to make money off tweeting.
Okay, so it was a website called MyLikes.com. And off this website, MyLikes.com, you do traffic acquisition, which basically means that I'm going to send traffic to the website and sell ads against it. Mm. So people are bidding in real time for banner placements on the website. And once we send the traffic, which is from little links, we might say, yo, six ways to know your man is cheating on you. Click the link below. Boom. They click the link. They go rush to learn how they know if their man cheating on you. And we got ads on that. We make money. At that point, I was making like $3,000 to $5,000.
It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been censored in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Today, passive.
Really?
Passive. It was a passive income because once I figured out the formula, I put it on autopilot. I start automating everything. And that's how Grumpy Cat took off because it was automated. All the rest of my accounts is automated. So I was running like 30 accounts all at one time. Posting at least like 10 tweets a day.
Dang.
Viral content. And just took off. Yeah, and then I realized that I can do that. I had that skill set. And I was like, well, celebrities already got the followers. All I got to do is do a partnership. I utilize my skill set on growing millions of followers on Twitter and transition to Facebook. Because now Facebook took over. Facebook was now the new way to make money because Twitter kind of like took a dive.
What year is this? Around about?
This was around, I think like 2010.
Girl.
And it just took off. It took off like crazy on Facebook because Facebook algorithm thought that they loved the content because they was clicking the crap out of it. So they was like, yo, this is it. This is the content.
But you manufactured it.
I'll post one post, I'll go to sleep, wake up to $3,000. When Facebook hit, the numbers tripled.
Wow. Because, okay, you're driving traffic to this website and you just, I guess maybe it's like an order form or something like that where you can
just put your ad just a blog. Regular blog.
And they'll just pay for the ad placement.
That's it.
Dang, that's crazy. All right, so explain the parody accounts.
So a parody account is basically a fan account. A role playing account. I'm pretending to be Will Ferrell, speaking in his voice. And as I'm speaking in his voice, the people see his profile and then they made me put parody. Twitter made me put parody account on there. I'm like, all my accounts got suspended. They said I was impersonating people. Damn. I put fan accounts, but it was like, nah, that ain't good enough. Put parody accounts, let them know you're role playing. So they deleted all my accounts, gave them back, told me to put parody on there. And then it was just like me acting like I was Will Ferrell. And it was to the point where they would say, yo, Will Ferrell, you need to be like this Will Ferrell. Because Will Ferrell don't have all day to sit there make you laugh all day. So Angelina Jolie, she did love quotes. Will Ferrell, I had him cracking jokes. I had Jay-Z, he was inspirational. Will Smith was inspirational. Hey. Yeah, yeah. And I just built them all up, the millions of followers.
So was that play doing the same thing with the ad traffic or was that for another purpose?
No, that was all solely based on the ad traffic. Because the more followers I had, the more money I was making.
Yeah.
So it was to the point where every time I refresh, I go up like $50, $100, $50. Like I just keep refreshing.
Bro, it's so crazy because today people can't figure out how to turn their...
What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th, 2 full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on. Because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off. But if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you No, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. Secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal.
Followers into money.
Yeah.
And you've been doing it for a decade now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Can you help me make some money?
That's easy.
Okay, what would be the first thing you had me do?
So if I had you make money, the first thing I would do is figure out a product that fit your brand the most.
Okay.
But what I would do is I'd test at least 30 products at one time.
How? Would I have to post 30 products?
I would do it through Facebook ads, Instagram ads.
Oh, so coming from my account, we'll run it.
I wouldn't do it on your account yet. I'll test the model first. I'll test all the products, right? You can get products on AliExpress. You get products, you know.
Oh, you actually get the physical product in just to see if the product is good.
Exactly.
Got it.
You want to make sure it's a viral product, right? You can take products, test it out, test the market out, see what hits the best based on what you feel is best for your brand.
Gotcha.
So you test 20, 30 products out, test them all at one time, give them like small budgets, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, and then whichever one rises to the top based on return on investment, ROI, then I'll literally take that one product and then I'll repackage it around my brand.
Mm.
So once you repackage it around your brand, you can tell the same manufacturer to alter that product to make it yours now. And now you have your own product, you have a manufacturer, you have everything you need to make sure that your product is actually going to hit. Because you tested it already, it's proven. Right. You're not going to the market guessing what people want. The last thing you want to do is guess what people want. You want to know based on data. You could know, but see. You want to make sure.
What would be a good product?
Through analytics.
What would be a good product for me?
I mean, if you had a product, I would test glasses. Based on who you are, I would probably test hat, because you always wear the hat backwards. I would test glasses, okay? I would test like a workbook, all right, to write notes from your podcast. I would test
just a regular like a notebook, like a like with a blank
structure
notebook?
Structure based on how your podcast is set up. So I would have morning meetup notes, right?
Oh.
I would have, you know, social proof. Whatever, however you structure it, you might have a book of the day, right? So like on every page, you'll have, you know, morning meetup, like you'll map out the day, social proof, boom, podcast for that time. So you're training them on how you want them to actually be and think and move throughout the day.
My God.
And then right at the end, you can put like affirmations, right? You can put a book of the day. What did you learn from that book from that day? Like, you know, I'm just off the top of my head.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
But that's something I would do. That would be another product. I would think of just different, definitely a digital product. You know, repurpose what you're saying.
You've done this multiple times.
Yeah, I do this all the time. Like, it's easy.
Can we partner on something?
What you trying to look?
Well, I don't know. What would I have to do? Okay, so let me ask you. Would I have to, like, be your client? Or, like, can we partner on something?
So this what happened. So I created my agency, Awazar, right? And I used to do service-based business. And now I don't take anybody. Like, I got a waiting list over 100 people. Because my team would literally, you'll bring us on, you'll give us our retainer, and we would literally make somebody $250,000 in a month off of like a $5,000 ad spend. Mm. And we would consistently do that. To the point where I was just like, yo, why are we making everybody else all this money? We're only getting this. I don't really want to partner with them. So how about I just continue the clients we have, keep those going, and let me focus on my own products, my own, hire myself as a client, and then focus on partnerships with different influencers or celebrities and things like that, but only really pick the right people. So that birthed the company, Awazar Technologies, where we built out a technology. But now we're going to do this same structure on testing out hundreds of products, seeing what float to the top. Once we know what floats to the top, we're going to take that and we're going to pick an influencer and we're going to match them up with a product. And we're going to make the next Kylie Jenner with the next Kylie Cosmetics. And then the next component to that is called Social Seed. Well, we change the way that we change the way that fans support their favorite influencer.
Okay.
So we're going to make it where your top 1,000 fans could invest in your product before launch.
To listen to or watch this full episode, be sure to check out the Social Proof Podcast on your favorite listening platform or on YouTube.
Finally, you asked for it, and we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon. We put together our community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay, so check out the Patreon. We got 3 tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated.
What if I told you for $1, I will introduce you to hundreds of entrepreneurs every single morning this week from all across the country? You'll be able to talk to hundreds of entrepreneurs and I'll coach you. I'll coach you for $1 this whole week. And I'll introduce you to some of my successful friends for $1 this week. Would you Would you take part in that? Well, go to themorningmeetup.com because that's exactly what we're doing here, okay? The only organization that gathers entrepreneurs every single day for the betterment of entrepreneurship, okay? Every single day, Monday through Friday, we gather, we're growing, we're learning. We got a book club. Have you ever seen hundreds of entrepreneurs reading the same book every single chapter, every single day? We're growing together, okay? You need the environment to grow in. Themorningmeetup.com, $1. I'm going to give you all this for $1. If you want to stay, great. It's $79 a month after that. If not, no obligation. You can leave whenever you want. All right? TheMorningMeetup.com. I'll see you in the morning.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.